This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Thanksgiving is one of the calendar's biggest days for family and feasting. But did you know it can also be a dangerous day? Kelly Ransdell, the Director of Public Education at the National Fire Protection Association, is with us for some tips to keep your family safe. Kelly, I understand Thanksgiving's the leading day of the year for U.S. home cooking fires.
It is, and it's because this hectic holiday involves multiple dishes. Of course, it involves extra guests, and when you have distractions, it can be very easy for you to forget about all the things that you have going on to make for a wonderful Thanksgiving meal.
So Thanksgiving's the leading day of the year for U.S. home cooking fires. What comes in at numbers 2 and 3?
Certainly, Christmas Day and Christmas Eve are other holidays that can cause issues for cooking. Unfortunately, many of our fire fatalities are still from smoking, followed by we have electrical. And then right after the holiday season, the first of the year, we do see more and more incidents from heating as we get into the coldest parts of the year. This is actually Carbon Monoxide Awareness Month. And so we want to talk to people about carbon monoxide. It is the invisible killer, and many people aren't aware of it, that you should have a carbon monoxide alarm. So those kind of round out the top issues for deaths and also injuries.
National Fire Protection Association data indicates that unattended cooking is the leading factor on Thanksgiving. What are the most common scenarios where people become distracted or leave the kitchen during holiday meal prep?
Well, I always like to talk about turkeys because, of course, that is the item that most people will eat on Thanksgiving. And so we see that people use their ovens a lot of times to cook turkeys, but also people may fry their turkey. And we are so glad that there are alternatives to actually using large pots of oil. Now there's actually infrared fryers and air fryers that are so much better than using an open flame burner with oil. So we encourage people that if you like fried turkey, as a matter of fact, my family uses an infrared fryer to actually fry our turkey. They're delicious. They don't use any oil, and it can be much safer to do it that way. And so, of course, if you are cooking your turkey in the oven and you were to have a fire, we encourage you to just turn the oven off, leave that door closed because it will naturally extinguish itself. And then once time has passed, you might have an alternative dish because that one might not be too great. You can actually check your oven. But of course, when cooking turkeys, that's some things to be aware of. For other side dishes, when you're on the cooktop, we want to make sure that you're using a timer and that you're making sure that that cooking is always staying with your attention in mind. And that is when you're frying or sauteing, it needs your immediate attention. If you're boiling things on the stove, to make sure that you keep anything that can burn away from it and that you're also supervising it and that you have a lid available. And if you don't have a lid, you can always keep a cookie sheet close by so that you could cover anything that were to start burning.
Are most homes adequately equipped with smoke alarms and kitchen fire extinguishers?
Well, you know, we say leave the firefighting to the professionals. And so we recommend that if you can safely turn off the oven and you can cover anything that's on fire, then we recommend you do that. If you're unable to do that, then we recommend people get out and call 911 instead of firefighting. I would say also that this is a great time of year to check and make sure you do have working smoke alarms. Of course, time changed not long ago in some regions of the U.S., and that's a good time to check and make sure that your battery is working. Those should be changed annually. And then we want people to test their smoke alarms monthly. You can do that with a broom handle, or if you have the ability to use a little stepladder with supervision, you can do that. But we want to make sure you have those alarms on each level of your home and inside and outside your sleeping areas in the event that you were to have an emergency that you'd have time to get out.
As we head into the holiday season, Kelly, what's the single most important safety message you want Americans to remember while cooking?
I would tell you that this is something that we all enjoy as a family. And so to make sure that your holiday is a wonderful one, always pay attention to what you're cooking. always make sure that you do have working smoke alarms. And then lastly, when you have guests in your home, make sure that you practice with them your home escape plan so that in the event you were to have an emergency, everybody knows where to meet and what to do if something were to happen.
Kelly Ransdell from the National Fire Protection Association, thanks for joining us on InfoTrack.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful holiday.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.